Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to Just Life Podcast. Today, listen to the music in the background.
Are you in dance class, Andy?
Just listen to the music in the background, and then I will get ready for my topics. Okay, so hey guys, and did you know the Super Bowl? That was a long time ago, but everything we're going to be talking about is 2018-2019, okay? So, the Super Bowl. Patriots won, of course, everyone knew that. They were going against the Rams. We obviously knew the Patriots were going to win, because I hate the Rams, even though I'm from LA. I was supporting both teams. But anyway, Super Bowl, I thought that was the boringest game. So, on to the next subject. One Direction. We're going to actually have our friend Phoebe come up and talk about One Direction. But before she does that, we're just going to mention that One Direction should have broken up in the beginning. Okay, I create words in this topic, Annie, in this podcast. So, they should have broke up 10 years ago. They should have actually never even come together. They should have never made a band. They're stupid, irresponsible. I mean, their music is okay, but I hate them. Just no. I've listened to them every day for the past 10 years. Then,
8 years, actually.
I said before they broke up. Okay. Then, Gucci. My friend over here, Phoebe, owns everything almost is Gucci. My sister now, Walmart. Me. So, my friend, Gucci, she wears, right now she's wearing Gucci. Come over here, Phoebe. Come over here.
I can't see her.
Gucci. I know she can't, but she's going to speak.
Actually, I thought you were.
Okay, they're talking in the background and they're playing music. And my sister now wears almost everything is Tilly's or Walmart.
No, someone at my school asked me if this is a Gucci belt. They're like, are you wearing a Gucci belt? I'm like, no, it's Target.
See? She just said that. She was like, in the background, if you didn't hear her, she's like, I have a Gucci belt. And then my friend was like, wait, I thought you can only afford Walmart. And then my sister's like, and then she's like, people actually thought it was Gucci. And then she's like, oh, it's just Target. Okay, but the 2019 phone addiction is crazy. People are addicted to their phones. Like right now, Phoebe's on her phone. Like, and I'm going to do you see this? Do you hear that? That's my money, pocket money. Because Phoebe is probably the richest out of us all. She is a Gucci business owner. My sister just works for Lady Gaga. And Ariana Grande. And I know. And Ariana Grande, but she can only afford Walmart. But,
she's their person.
Yeah, she has three kids. Ricky. What's their other names? I forgot. I'm sorry. Bobby and Donald.
Codell.
Okay. Codell. Okay. But now, famous kids. Jacob Sartorius is really crazy. He's, I don't like him. Like, just saying. But, like, he's rich and he's famous. JoJo Siwa. Siwa. JoJo Siwa bothers me, but she is rich, famous. She's 15 and has a car with her face on it. Justin Roberts, the richest kid. The richest kid? Richest 15-year-old. And then Justin Bieber. He's not a kid anymore, but I, like I said, I made this a long time ago. This list.
How long ago? 4 years ago?
2019. 2018. Okay.
He just turned 27.
Okay. If he used to be.
Alcohol, you're not a kid.
He used to be a kid, okay? Okay. So Kim Kardashian has this thing where people put cups over their lips for like 10 seconds and then take it off and then it looks like Kim Kardashian's lips. It's called Kim Kardashian lip puff. No, it's Kim. Oh, I'm mistaken. It is Kylie, which my sister also works with, but she is, like I'm saying, is not rich. But she's not rich. I'm trying to say. No. She
bought a Honda.
Yeah, she just bought a Honda. Okay. The average sleep for a 2-year-old is like 28 hours, right? Isn't that right? The average sleep for a 2-year-old is 28 hours? Wait, okay. I don't know.
This is my
lesson. Okay. But, you know how the government shut down for 35 days? So, I went to Joshua Tree 2 weeks later after that happened. And they're like, the park's closed. There's no rangers there, right? So, then I was like, oh, that's a good thing. No, there's basically no rules. But then a website said that the bathrooms are overflowing with poop. So we go, and we see the first bathroom in Joshua Tree Campground. So we slam on the brakes, run. This is true story, by the way. We get out of the car, run. We open the bathroom door, and a pile of poop's coming down. I'm kidding. There's a candle in the corner. It's perfectly fine. It's the cleanest bathroom in Joshua Tree I probably would see. And then they're like, and then we see news people everywhere, and they're like, poop is overflowing the bathrooms. And we're like, they're lying. Don't listen to that. Okay. I made a movie that's going to be coming out in 2020, hopefully. Hopefully 2019, but I'm not sure. It will contain the characters of me, myself, Phoebe, Annie, and Ellie, and then maybe a girl, Natalie Malgin, who creates her own videos on YouTube. Go check that out, Natalie Malgin. Now, we will be doing some ASMR with all three of us at the end, at the very end.
I need to have a lesson.
Oh, they're going to teach a lesson. Okay, Phoebe, come over here and teach. All right, who's teaching? Whoever's teaching first. All right, this is Phoebe, guys. Say hi, Phoebe.
Hi.
Okay, she will be teaching. What's your subject?
Ugly.
So, my sister Annie sits in the background and dances. I sadly can't see that because it's kind of bad. But anyway, she's going to teach her lesson now. Phoebe, go ahead.
Hello. Phoebe. I'm going to be talking about some ugly kids. Ugly kids are very disturbing. They are hideous. They shop at Walmart.
What's wrong with Walmart? No. I don't
die. They are bratty. They are poor.
Two old ladies almost killed me and Natalie.
Oh my gosh, did you hear that? Annie, after I'm really
they
gonna need you.
Are
no, I, after this, I'm gonna need Annie to come over here and talk about that, okay?
Okay. I know a lot of ugly kids, and when I look at them, I just cringe because it's so gross.
Okay. So
their faces are like burnt beans mixed with.
Jimmy, these are the subjects you can talk
people.
About.
Okay. Next, I'm gonna be talking about I'm going to be talking about dogs. Why are people so obsessed with cats when there's dogs? Ugh. Jeez, disgusting. Okay. Let me just finish. I have this amazing self-portrait. Well, not self-portrait.
Okay, thank you, Phoebe. You are finished. All right, so now we're going to need to hear the story from Annie about two women almost killing her and Natalie Malgin at Walmart. Annie, come over here and tell the story. She's dancing over here. All right, she's almost here. All right, so Annie, basically just tell the story about you and Natalie almost dying at Walmart, okay?
If I got hit by a car yesterday.
Okay, so I need to sit down for this.
Okay, wait, I have one more thing to say. So Phoebe, she is horrible at looking across the street, and yesterday she got hit by a car.
All right, move. Can you move the
Okay.
No,
so this is a very intense story. So me and my acquaintance, Natalie Malchin, we were going to Palm Springs. So we drove for 2.5 very, very long hours, and we finally got to Palm Springs. It was 11 o'clock. It was approximately 10:37 at night, and we had to go to Walmart to get some food to fill our stomachs with.
It's always Walmart.
It's always Walmart. So her two mother and fathers went inside the store, and we were going to decide to wait inside of the vehicle. So we were going to lock the doors. So sad. So we were going to lock the doors, but then we saw this guy in his car with his girlfriend, and we were like, okay, we're safe. He's good. So we didn't lock the car. We just decided to sit there and just look around. So hold up for a second.
One more thing.
Hold.
Before we leave, which you've got 30
seconds. Okay, so let me resume. So let me give a little background. So we were sitting in the parking lot. It was pretty empty. So our car was facing one way, and then the guy with the girlfriend was one spot over, but facing towards our car. So we were like facing each other, but he was one spot over. And then to our left, a few spots over, was a lot cop. So two spots over from us on the same area with us was a lot cop. And it was basically this huge thing and had a huge pole on it and then had like a video camera on the top and then looked like a speaker. So I'm not exactly sure what it was, but it looked like it was like if something was wrong, it like had an alarm. I don't know. And it had like sirens. So we felt safe with that right next to us and the guy with his girlfriend. Eventually, the guy with his girlfriend got out of the car and they walked into Walmart. So the guy and he had like four more girls with him. So like the guy and his four girlfriends went inside of Walmart, and so me and Natalie were still inside of the vehicle. And
what kind of car was it?
It was a Toyota. Tesla, Toyota. And then this white van. So this white van pulled up next to us, or one spot over from us, but facing us. So like our car was right here, and it was right here, and it was next to us, but facing us. And I thought it was like, and then we looked, and we were like, okay, that's a little creepy. It's a white van, well, minivan, but we thought it was a little creepy, but we weren't too worried because of the lot cop, which of course would be there to save our lives. But then we looked inside the van, and it looked like two grandmas or two older ladies. So we were like, okay, we're fine. Like, they can't hurt us. Like, we can always break their necks. Like, we're good. But then the two ladies got out. And, well, okay, at this point, the guy still hadn't gone inside of Walmart with his girlfriends. So he was still in the car. So we were like, okay, we're completely fine. Like, if anyone happens, like, with the lot cop, we can, like, totally break them and kill them. But we didn't end up doing that, sadly. But basically, they got out of the car, and one of the old ladies had, like, short, kind of white-ish curly hair, or, like, kind of curly hair. She got out, and then the other lady got out, and she had gray hair, and she had a really, really long hair, but it was in a really low ponytail. It was kind of ugly, and it was kind of creepy. And then she stood by the car, and she was just kind of staring at us. So at this point, we're like, okay, like, we're fine, but that guy with his girlfriends, like that's 6 against 2, so we're good. But then, no, the guy decided to get out, and he got out with his 4 girlfriends, and they went inside of Walmart. So right now, it was just us, the law cop, and then the 2 old ladies. So the 2 old ladies stood there for a while, and they just kind of stared at us. The one with the short hair was fine, like, wasn't as creepy, but the one with the long hair kept staring at us, and she kept getting closer to our car, and she kept staring at us, and, like, the windows are tinted, but, like, she looked me in the eye, and it was really scary, and she kept getting closer to us, and they walked back to their car, and then they came back, and they kept looking at us again, and that was for, like, 3 minutes straight. They just stood there kind of staring at us, and then they went, and then we were, like, kind of freaking out, and we were, like, going on our, we were trying to lock the doors, and then we looked back out, and they were gone. They weren't by their car, and we didn't know where they were, so we were really scared. We were looking all around the car. We could not see them. And then eventually we looked back and they were behind our car with the cart, and they started coming towards our car with the cart. And the lady with the really long hair kept pushing, and she was going pretty fast towards our car. And we thought they were going to hit us, and they were going straight towards the back of the car. So we started screaming, and the lock cop wasn't doing anything. So we weren't feeling safe at all. And then eventually we couldn't see them again. And we looked out the window, and we saw both of them with the cart running into Walmart. So they left. So that's the story of my Banshee Bandits. Creepy old ladies. Very, very, very scary. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that story, Annie. That was a really good story. Do you mind turning down the music a little? Thank you. Okay. So that was a really, really, really good story. She has another story, but we'll save that for the next one to make it more interesting. We always end our podcast at 20 minutes, so we got 4 more minutes with you guys. So today, added on, I have this cart standing right next to me. I'm leaning on it right now. And it has, like, this skin-like material, and it has sutures, and you suture it together. That's pretty cool. That's for our medicine topic. And I have a little story. This story is kind of scary. I was scared. I was with Annie. And I was, we were in Paris. So we were on the Eiffel Tower. We were on the first floor. Then we went up to the second. And then we went up to the third. And then we didn't really care. We were like, oh yeah, it's not scary. But then we went to the second floor. And they have this little cafe on the second floor. So then we were sitting at the cafe, and then they all started. And then they started shutting down the cafe, shutting down everything on the second story. And I was starting to kind of get scared at that point. I'm like, okay, what's happening? It's like 12. It's like 12, and then it was 12, like, p.m. So then I was like, okay, so something's wrong. And then they were telling us to gather in the middle of the whole Eiffel Tower second story. So then I was really scared. And then there was, like, this glass part on the second story. It's really small, but, like, I decided to stand on that. So I'm like, oh, right? And I wasn't thinking. But then I'm like, oh, crap, why am I standing on this? What if something's really wrong? What if it's, like, a bomb or something? And this glass just goes, phew, and I fall all the way through to the first floor past. So then I was kind of stupid, but I did it anyway. Okay? And then they were like, okay, guys, hurry down the Eiffel Tower right now. Go, go, go. They're, like, rushing us. Really, like, they're really rushing us. And then I was like, okay, so we're running. And usually at the bottom, when all the people are there to line up, it's really crowded. But this time, there was no one there. There was no one. It was cleared out, like eating a potato chip. Like the potato chip just leaves like that. But then all we saw down there were like maybe 15 police officers holding guns, huge guns, with dogs. And then we heard sirens going, and we were really scared. So then my mom, she was like trying to calm us, but the way she calms us is like really like scary. She's like, oh my gosh, guys, it's gonna be okay. You know, she does that. And now we're like scared because why is she doing that? And she thinks it's calming us, but it's actually really not calming us. She's just making us more scared. So then we go down and we're walking and we ask a member of the facility there or the staff there. And then we're like, do you know what's wrong? And they're like, yeah, there was a bomb threat like a couple blocks away. And no, it wasn't even a bomb threat. They were like, it's a suspicious car a couple blocks away. And we were like, that's not it. You know, it's like, it's good being cautious like that, but like, don't scare us like that. You know, let us know it's okay. So we're going and I'm shaking and we're walking around. Then we go to the big grass field over there by the Eiffel Tower. And then just take pictures and then we're out of there. But that's my story. And thank you guys for listening to Just Life Podcast. We are at 21 minutes. That's really good. Please subscribe.